Hi, this is Evie.
And this is Chantel.
And this is Married to PTSD. Chantel is multitasking today.
Always multitasking. Literally driving with my headphone thingy on the way to Nebraska with four kids. And one of them is not even mine.
Well, it's always interesting in your household.
You never know what's going to happen. You never know where I'm going to be. I don't even know where I'm going to be. I don't know.
It's summertime, so that's okay.
Yeah.
How's your summer going?
Girl, I feel like I haven't even had a summer. My kids are in summer school because I need a babysitter because I have so many things to do every day. So many condos to clean, houses to clean, old people that I collect and find to help take care of. And I just need that extra help of summer school. So I feel very, what is the word? Like, just like an absentee parent because I have so much mom guilt right now because they have not had summer at all.
Because you've just been really busy. I know. Yeah. I get it. We all get there. I mean, I feel like ours is flying by too. I'm like, what is happening here?
I mean, it's almost July.
No, it's not because teachers start to get depressed when July rolls around. It is not almost July. We have several weeks of June left. Don't you say those nasty words. Okay, I'm going to get into this.
Can you acknowledge my kid waving to you while we're on the stage?
Remember, I can't see.
Wave to my kid.
Hey, which one?
Oh, she can't see you.
I have no idea. I'm sorry. When I go to Zoom, I can't see. I've lost my thing. I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay. I'm going to jump into this. This is a very long one. So I will stop because it's a cold read. I think I read this. I apologize because the first one was sent in February, but then there was another one sent in March. So I want to definitely get to, we are calling her Jeannie. So
yes.
This is a cold read. So please let this be good because I don't do so hot in cold reads. So here we go. Evie and Chantel. My name is Jeannie. Not my actual name. Oh, crud. She named herself. Okay. We'll go with the name she gave her. Okay. Just kidding. Scratch that. Her name is Jasmine, and that's why we called her Jeannie, because we were thinking Aladdin, but we can go with Jasmine. Got it. Okay, good. So, Jasmine. And I am married to a Marine Corps combat veteran.
I'm so hoorah,
thank you. I know, this should have been on months ago. I want to thank you for your podcast. On Thursday, I was having one of the regular cry and doubt sessions, and I desperately started searching Spotify for literally this. I have joined support groups in the past and talked to other wives, but this is what I needed. I am already on episode 16, and I cannot tell you how grateful I am to have found your voices. I have a ridiculous amount of information that I want to share, so I'm going to keep listening for now, and I'll write again once I reach the last episode, which I have her. Another right. Hopefully this will give me time to organize my thoughts so that I don't have to write a novel. Again, thank you for starting this podcast. I feel like I have some hope for the first time probably ever. Blessing to you both. Ever faithful listener, Jasmine. And then I have letters from Jasmine number 2. So here we go. Good evening, Evie and Chantel. This is the second email I am sending you ladies. When I first heard your podcast, like many others, I was having a particular bad week and searched for PTSD on Spotify, and there you were. I am happy to say that listening to the podcast has brought me so many things I was missing, but most of all, the knowledge that I am not alone or crazy for trying to stick it out, and has been the greatest gift. I am on the last episode of the podcast, and this recent topic of parenting out of guilt is what I have been waiting for since I started listening to the podcast. This is my greatest struggle with my veteran. That's funny because you just brought that up, but for a different reason.
Literally going through it.
I can relate to both of you on many levels and, of course, can relate to many other wives that have written in. I'll be honest, I am open to divorce at this point in my relationship. I know I will be okay and I am not scared of being alone. I want us to stay together as a family, but if things don't change, I know the resentment will start to eat at me. At the beginning of my relationship, I was so unsure. but I dove into it hoping at some point I would feel sure. Here I am almost 8 years later, not still unsure. I am more afraid to stay than I am to leave at this point. I am afraid for my son and what kind of man he will become. There are certain aspects of his dad that I would love for them to share. His smarts, his ability to fix or build almost anything, his bravery, his attention to detail, his love of animals, his passion for honor and for his country, and the way he treats his wife, me. There are, of course, things I don't want for my child, but come with having my veteran for his dad. His negativity, his overall dislike of people, his anxiety, sweating the small stuff, anger outbursts, and snappiness, as Chantel would say, and the overall dark cloud he carries with him everywhere. Man, I don't know if that's just that branch, but I can totally relate to everything you just said, like anxiety, sweating small stuff, anger outbursts, snappiness. But not all the time, like you said, like it's just moments. A lot of changes have happened recently, and to top it off, we lost our dog very suddenly, and that was a huge blow to our family. She meant a lot to us and was kind of the glue that held a lot of things together, as crazy as that may sound. Not at all. We have a service dog, for crying out loud. I am sad to say, over the last 7 years, I have watched my son go from a happy baby and toddler to a sad, lonely, and sometimes very angry little boy. That's not to say he does not have happy times. He greatly enjoys all of his animals, and he has made some good friendships. He has an amazing relationship with his grandparents. He and I have amazing days together, and I'm always advocating for him to his dad, always. I do not believe in coincidence or accidents, not in the big picture of life and our purpose here on earth. I think we live things that we need to live in order to become better. Do the things you're afraid of, suffering makes progress, etc. So when my veteran and I got pregnant, I was terrified to give him a chance to be a dad. Every family member, every friend, every bone in my body told me to proceed with caution. I am very trusting on my intuition. I trust my gut when it says something is wrong. So why didn't I turn the other way? Two reasons. One, my pregnancy was kind of a miracle. There were a lot of contributing factors at that time that in theory should have made it impossible for me to get pregnant. And two, my veteran has had a really hard life and he is a good man. I really felt like he deserved a chance to be happy, to have a win, to have a chance at love. The entire experience was like a dream, and it was hard to explain what was going through my mind at the time. To make a long story short, I decided to give my veteran a chance to be a dad, and we moved in together just before my son turned two. We struggled through a lot of the next couple years. My health was in the toilet, and my veteran wasn't in the best shape either. My son saw me suffer deeply for a long time, and I was forced to leave him alone with his dad a lot so I could rest or cry or do whatever I needed to do. We also were blessed to have my mother and his parents to help us while we were living in Colorado for the first 5 years. In 2021, we moved from Colorado to Texas and bought a house on almost 10 acres with the intention of becoming as self-sufficient as possible. It was not an easy decision, and most days I still think, what in the F am I doing here? But here we are trying to make it work, trying to raise our son to be strong and wise. But on the other end of the dark cloud, the tone, the stupid things that don't need to be said, the outbursts about things that don't matter, the immediate leap to anger and aggression, the overbearing dark dad cloud, it follows us everywhere. I am fortunate to have my veteran who has never spoken a bad word to me, not once. He has barely even raised his voice to me. I cannot say the same for our son, which is something I will never understand. My veteran has 100% disability, which allows him to work on our land and our house. I wish he would work more on himself if I had the choice, and part of me thinks he would be better off if he worked. He really cares about my health and my son's health. He goes out of his way to make sure we have clean food, clean water, and clean air. He always is on point. If my son is sick or having a serious anxiety attack, he is great in crisis. He knows his exits. He also has a plan. Given the state of the world, these are all the things I want in my man, things I want for my son and his father, all things I believe a real man should be. A man is a being who has capacity for madness and aggression, but only uses it to protect those he loves and those weaker than him. Better to be a warrior in a garden than to be a gardener in a war. Despite all these good things, if you were to ask my son about his dad, he would describe him as just mean. It has been this way his whole life. I think he feels unwanted and loved by his dad sometimes. Other times I can see him explode with love when his dad pays him attention, the right attention, and gives him a snuggle or makes the funny noises when reading at bedtime. It took 8 years for my veteran to start opening up about his experiences in Afghanistan. What I wish I had known was that he suffered a lot of trauma surrounding childhood during his time. Oh, I'm sorry. I take that back. Read the sentence completely wrong. What I wish I had known was that he suffered a lot of trauma surrounding children during his time. I knew that children crying was a trigger for him. That's a huge trigger for my husband, by the way. Like a child screaming, he can't handle it. Like it's not a good thing for him from the beginning, but I never knew the story. I still only know a fraction of what happened. Having this information allowed me to have some clarity, and some part of me thought it would make things better, but it hasn't though. I feel the same about what I am willing to put up with and what I am not. My veteran has tried countless things to try and get better, which is another reason this is so hard. I know he is trying to get better and that he feels helpless. We, like Evie and her veteran, try to avoid pills and have little faith in the Western medicine, pharmaceutical, and health insurance model. Don't even get me started on that soapbox. He has tried prescription drugs, therapy, horse therapy, you name it. The things that work best for him, in my opinion, are THC, CBD, DMT. Another medicine that I can't pronounce, and quality time with me. My veteran has also tried the light therapy, I remember that, and sensory deprivation tanks that were discussed in earlier episodes. The VA has never been helpful to him. But after listening to your podcast, I decided to confront my veteran about allowing me to be more involved in his relationship with the VA, and he has agreed. So pretty soon, I'm hoping to be able to explore some alternative options for him. My veteran and I were seeing a counselor at one point, and she confirmed something my husband was already suspicious of, which is that it costs less for the VA to diagnose PTSD than it does to diagnose TBI. I 100% agree when you guys have said the VA should be...
What?
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No. Makes sense.
I wonder why that is. Just because, I mean, we have friends that have TBI and we have friends that have PTSD. So I'm just wondering why it costs less for PTSD. I 100% agree when you guys have said the VA should be talking to the spouses. Yes, absolutely. When I found out I was having my veteran's baby, I read the book, The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk, MD, and he recommended it to many people since then. I have to read that. Two other books that I highly recommend are The Feeling of What Happens, okay, and Anatomy of the Spirit. I think what my veteran is lacking the most is quality time with other veterans, ideally the men he served with. I can say I support you all I want, but I know that at the end of the day, we both know I will never understand. I think he needs to meet other combat veteran dads who have the same struggle. I think that's a huge part of it. My husband is involved with many, many veterans and still best friends with his best friend that he was deployed with. And they went through boot camp together. So he always has that number one best friend to talk to.
Also, yeah. Shout out to Randy, that I was talking to him the other day at the gas station, small town, and he was saying that he's been, like, reaching out to Josh a lot, too, and I was like, that is the sweetest.
Yeah, because I love it. He really likes him, and he's just like, it's just like us, it's like time.
Time, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he said the same thing. You guys need to come over, and I'm like, when?
I know, so I'm trying to book it, and she's like, we're busy then. I'm like, come on.
Like maybe next week. Well, you know what's funny? What's funny is yesterday. So like this, one of my girlfriends in Camdenton. I mean, so we're what 15 minutes away, but our kids go to different schools. We have different kinds of jobs, careers, whatever. And yeah. We literally 2 weeks ago we had scheduled us to go meet for coffee. It was for yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was at 4 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, she messages me. She's like, "Oh my god, you're gonna hate me." And I was like, "It's fine."
No.
And so we actually had a Zoom meeting, and that's how we hung out yesterday. And like, it's literally been so long. that she had told me that she was pregnant. And not only is she pregnant, she's pregnant with twins. And I'm just like, oh, how has it been this long? And I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh. But
she's so far along that she already knows the genders. And I'm like, what is happening?
Oh, wow. But so, and like you so said, disconnected. Not only did he need, not only does the veteran need to have healthy relationships with other people, but so do the spouses.
Yeah, I just wrote down the body keeps the score as a
I know. I want
to. I do mean audible, and it read to me is what I mean.
I need to. Yeah, I want to. I want to get that one. But I like to go on Amazon and get the hardback. I have a Kindle, but I like paper. Okay. Yeah. To keep myself from going insane, I seek friendships and connections for myself and my son. I try to get him involved as many things as I can afford. As much as I have guilt and hate leaving my son alone with his dad sometimes, I make it a point to see my girlfriends once a month. Oh, here we go. She's doing it. And I go to the gym at least 4 times a week. Good for you. When I feel guilty about leaving him, I remind myself that I am not mentally healthy and I cannot help him cope. I am fortunate enough. Wait, what did I read that right? When I feel guilty about leaving him, I remind myself that if there we go, if I'm not mentally healthy, I cannot help him cope. I am fortunate enough to have a neighbor whose husband is also a Marine Corps, seriously, combat veteran. So I make sure I reach out to her when I feel alone. My best friend is married to a combat veteran as well. So I am in good company. I make sure I am always holding my veteran accountable. I am not afraid of hurting his feelings or saying the wrong thing. I am more afraid of not speaking up. I trust myself to speak gracefully and honestly. I will never say something to start a fight or to be mean-spirited. This is not who I am. And I will never not advocate for my son. I make sure I am mentally and physically strong. I take care of myself to the best of my ability, and I try not to let the dark cloud get to me. Sometimes it is just too much. Sometimes I cry and I fall into dark corners on my mind. I sit in my room. I sit in my mom guilt. I visit all of what ifs and should haves and accept how I feel. Compartmentalizing is an amazing tool my mother taught me at a very young age. I was assaulted at a young age, and she taught me to put my thoughts into an imaginary box in my mind. I've been able to visualize this image since I was 6 years old, and it does help me, partially because it makes me think of my mother, who is the most independent and strong woman I know. Reading and keeping my mind busy with other ideas, my spirituality, gardening, anything that I'm interested in. I listen to endless podcasts, and I get fresh air every morning, first thing. I take extra care of my mind and my body. This is essential, and I cannot stress it enough. Man, I agree with you there. Something tells me my veteran has a role to play in my son's life that will be essential for him to live a safe life. But something also tells me that the role will not come to fruition without me. No, yeah, absolutely. Something keeps holding me here, telling me to endure. Then other days, it tells me to run as fast as I can in the opposite direction. I am in constant battle with myself, listening to two voices at once. No one will love them like we do. This is true. I'm not sure where I'll be tomorrow, next week, or next year. All I can do is be open in my life and trust that all is in perfect order. I believe my son can heal my veteran. I believe the potential for their relationship is limitless. I have to believe. So for now, thank you again for your podcast. You are helping so many people. I look forward to more episodes and would love to be a guest someday to discuss alternative medicines and parenting out of guilt further. You ladies are the best. Never stop podcasting. Blessings to you, and feel free to read this on the podcast. Jasmine, sincerely Jasmine.
I love it. Okay, so a few things though.
Yeah.
I do not understand like how he is like doesn't read his voice to her or doesn't talk bad to her, but does the son. I don't want to experience that, but like I don't know. I guess it just I would just assume that it'd be both, all or nothing type thing. So that's kind of weird to me that it's like one but not the other.
Yeah. I don't know. Unless he's just thinking, but she's also his safe place, and so children act out with
right.
The safe place.
Did she say? She didn't say the kids her age, did she?
No, but I'm assuming it's like young. She's 8 years later. She says 8 years later, I'm still here.
Okay, so maybe
She said, I would watch my son go from a happy baby and a toddler to a sad, lonely, and sometimes very angry little boy. So a little boy.
Yeah. Ugh, that is heartbreaking. And I kind of feel like we have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But also, like, I still, like, so our oldest is in counseling. So I feel like things have gotten better a little bit. But also, I'm like, why are you in counseling? You have two parents that love you. I get that Josh is hard on him, but he just wants him, you know, to be respectful and be kind. And but also there are things that I'm just like, Josh, just get over it. Like, it's not, like, pick your battles. You don't need to walk in the door and be mad that the dishes aren't done. Like, just ask him how their day is first, you know?
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. There's just so many sides, just because I always feel like I have to, like, over be nice. But then I know it pisses Josh off, and then, I don't know. All right, so anyways, that was my first topic of it. And my second thing is, I also do not understand how y'all don't go to the doctor with your freaking husbands. Like, it's so weird to me, because Josh would be like, I don't remember what they said. I'm like, so how'd it go? Oh.
No, mine is, like, so with it and on point. Like, he's got that, like, together.
Well, then we also
have the same belief. So it's not like I sit there and think he's got to remember 500 pills, because we're like, no pills, please.
Yeah, mine's not even about the pills, though. It's just, like, I don't know. What's going on? What's happening? Why isn't this happening?
Like, surgeries and stuff. Like, I'm there to support him and stuff, but I don't need to be, like, I don't need to do that.
No, I legit need to be there for every
like, you're like a helicopter wife. I'm a helicopter mom. You're a helicopter wife.
But he wants me.
I know.
To be a helicopter wife. And then, like, he's a big boy sometimes.
Uh-oh, you're breaking out big time. She's on the road. She's not in one part.
And he's like, wait, but where is this up? Let me reschedule my day. Oh my gosh. And
Chantel, you're cutting out bad.
9:40.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you now. We didn't hear anything you just said for like the last 3 minutes.
Okay, it's reconnected. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm just going to be in and out because I'm almost in Nebraska, so it's going to be farmland. Anyways, I was just saying real quick that we had a VA appointment last week at 9:45 the night before. The VA called, said Truman VA on it, and they canceled.
Oh.
And then I got and we would have had to leave at like 6:45. Then I got another call at 7:30 a.m. saying, oh, did you know they canceled? Yeah, lady, we would have been almost there because our appointment was at 8 a.m.
Oh, they're the worst. Like, I know this.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then I met, have I told you about my one-legged friend, Carl?
Yes, actually you have.
Anyways, oh my gosh, I'm so obsessed with him. Anyways, I've been going to his VA appointments with him.
Seriously?
I swear. Anyways, we get to his appointment the other day in Camden, and we get there and they canceled too. And they, well, I guess they did call, but they had the wrong number. So now they have my number as one of the points of contact. You know, I just can't. I just can't stop helping.
I mean, this I know.
Anyways. So, we are definitely going to get together this next week and barbecue, swim, podcast,
yes,
right?
Yes, in person.
In person. I don't even know the last time we did it in person. Wrestling season?
Yeah, I think it was a wrestling practice.
I don't even think, have we even podcasted?
No.
Season?
I don't think so.
And I'm pretty sure I just said the word podcasting. Podcasted. Don't worry about it.
It's all right. I wasn't, because you're cutting out.
Well, yes, that's exactly what was going on. I was not misspeaking. Okay,
right.
So let's sign off because it's going to be skippy anyways.
Okay.
And I do need to add on here, do not forget, there is a VA helpline, and it is 988 that you can call from any phone, and they can help you with any emergency, if you need to talk, if you need a break, whatever. I did just get a text message from a wife a little bit ago, because she was having a rough time. She's actually a veteran. Did I say that already? Anyways, she's a veteran herself, and she goes, is this podcast for the veterans or the spouses? It sounds like the spouses. And I was like, well, yeah, that's what it's made. Like, that's what we are, and that's why we do it. And she goes, well, I need you to add this number on there because I had to call it myself. And I was like, okay, like, you got it. I'm doing that tonight.
Perfect. That's so awesome.
988 is the Veteran Emergency Helpline.
988. Is that like okay, a suicide line, or is that just a helpline?
I think it's just like a VA emergency helpline.
Okay, cool. Okay, that's awesome.
Yes. So talking, suicide, whatever. Like, just if you need it, call it.
Okay, very cool. All right. Well, and then don't forget our email is marriedtoptsd@yahoo.com.
Yes, and we have a lot of emails that we still need to read. So do not give up on us, guys. Please, we appreciate y'all sticking around.
We have them.
Supporting us. What?
So we have them all, I promise.
All of them, yes. And we will get to them, and we will try our hardest to catch up.
All right, before you get cut off.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.